Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic, the program where you can pick your own subject, and hopefully our engineer will join us soon, and we can get the phones open. If not, we have a way where we can get a couple of people on the line. So we'll see what happens. Open Mic, Inner Sight, and listening to the news, you know, you get plenty of ideas for what to talk about on Open Mic. We have what some people calling a recession, you know, and others are trying to play it down and so on and so forth. Now, somebody called me earlier and told me that 14 states are getting help from the local government or from the governors in the form of stimulus money or whatever you want to call it, funding, you know. I don't believe we have that in New York, though we should. I mean, if the governor wants to be reelected and people are having a difficult time, especially those who have to drive and the gas prices, I'm told, are very, very high, you know, there should be some compensation for that. With the economy and then all the people losing their business, falling behind. Somebody called me tonight and told me that she lives upstate. She's behind on her rent. She has two young girls. So there's a lot of people, and she told me that she went to apply for help, and she's not sure if she can get the help, because they're telling her that they're out of money. Well, I don't believe the state is out of money. I mean, you know, that's very hard to believe. And then I'm thinking, how much money did they misuse or steal in the last couple of years with this pandemic and all that? So, a lot of stuff going on, and if we can get our engineer on the air, we'll give you the call-in number where you can voice your opinion, or you can call the Inner Sight line and leave your number, and we'll get back to you. All right. Inner Sight Open Mic, brought to you by... Nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And you know, the beautiful thing about Gary and Nobody Starves on Long Island, you don't have to explain your life story to him. It's just enough that you need the food for your animal. So, and if you're disabled and you have trouble getting to Gary's location or where you can pick the food up, let him know. He may be able to bring it to you. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Hey, brought to you by James Bahamundi. Attorney, civil rights attorney, disabled civil rights attorney. So that makes him 1,000 times more sensitive to what you're going through when you call him and you believe you've been discriminated against. James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662, if you need to talk to a civil rights attorney. All right, Inner Sight, Open Mic, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here in Suffolk County, New York. We thank them for their help and their support and of our program. We thank them for pledging that they will be with us in September in the upcoming news conference to try to get attention to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So SILO, 631-880-7929. 880-7929 on the SILO. Their celebration of the ADA coming up Friday, the 22nd July, from 11:30 to 2:30, I believe it is. All right, Inner Sight, don't forget about the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Little Bear, Big East, the Key to Rescue. And I want to thank them for offering to pay to get my dog to the veterinarian. I got to get her her heartworm. And also she had a problem that she's been on and off. And I took her to the vet a while back, and I wasn't happy with the way they were treating her. You know, they appeared to be afraid of her, first of all. My dog's very gentle. And they checked her knees and told me she had arthritis in the knees, all right? So they gave me a medicine, which was absolutely horrible. I gave it to her. She started, she got very ill on it, vomiting. And I had to stop it. It was just a horrible tablet. Then my brother looked up the holistic treatment of arthritis, and I found out about the rescue, joint rescue. I've been giving her that ever since, over a year now. No side effects, no vomiting, and she's becoming her old self. So what I did about the vomiting was, instead of bringing her back to this vet that I wasn't happy with, I looked up, or my brother looked up, again, the remedy, what would be a good stomach remedy in the holistic area. And ginger is one of the best. So I have some ginger tablets, and I gave her one or two yesterday, and it seems to be working. I mean, time will tell. So I want to thank the Akita Rescue for standing by us and backing us and saying that they would pick up the bill for my guide dog veterinarian services. Big East, Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, great, great lady. 609-388-7004 on the phone number, and the email BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. Let me give you that again. BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. Adopt an Akita and help the great, great animals to live on. All right, Inner Sight open mic. I hope we're not going to have a one-man open mic, but if we do, you know, we this show goes on most of the time no matter what. So yours truly, and this is open mic, and let's see, brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank them for their help. My buddy's over there. And what else we got? Oh, Kennedy Realty. Want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. So check it out. Tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight. All right? And we thank all our friends who donate to Inner Sight. I want to thank my friend John for donating. I want to thank Olga Murray, one of the town officials here, for donating. And all of our friends who help Inner Sight all year long. All right, open mic. And in listening to the NBC news, the business news, you know, you get a lot of the corporate stuff, you know. And now, it was on the 6 o'clock report tonight, Twitter is going to sue that guy Musk because they're saying that he went back on the deal, $40 billion, I believe it is, to buy Twitter. And he's not, obviously he's not honoring it, so they're gonna sue him, right? Well, it kind of reminds me of many times what we have to go through as disabled people, you see. Now, the money that belongs to Twitter is available so that they can bring a lawsuit and pay the attorneys and all that. And, you know, it's going to be, I'm sure if it takes place, it's going to be a long, drawn-out thing. You know, usually how those things go, unless they settle it, of course. So, point that I want to make is the money is at the disposal of the company, right? Now, you take us, we talked about this last night, but it's worth mentioning again. You take a situation with a person who's into a nursing home because the state declares them, you know, that they meet the criteria and they won't help the person stay in their own home with the, you know, the extra hours or whatever it is. There's money available to help that person, see? But the person does not have access to that money, see? Now, this guy Musk made a deal, I presume. Now he's going back on the deal. The other company's going to sue him. They didn't control the money. Let's say the government controlled their money. They didn't control the money. They couldn't conduct their business. You see? And that's what's happening to us. We as disabled people cannot conduct our lives properly. And the one example that sticks in my gut and in my brain is when we tried to keep Suzanne's mom, Suzanne, who's the co-host and engineer on this show, who's not here right now, Suzanne's mom staying out of a nursing home, right? And we had the lawyers on the phone, and they could do nothing legally or in any way. And I even put it to Ave Maria, one of the attorneys, can't you do something under the ADA? And they said no. The ADA does not apply to this situation. The ADA does nothing to keep people out of nursing homes, right? So because we didn't have the money to keep Rosie, Suzanne's mom, out of the nursing home, She got put in, deteriorated, and died a lot faster than she would have if she was in her own home. Now, why is the government allowing this to happen? You know, if that money is there to help people, to keep them out of a nursing home, why isn't it allowed to be used for that purpose? You see? The people who administer that money, the independent living program, they can't get involved with a case like that. They're controlled by the state. They have nothing to contribute to keep that person out once the state decides that they're going to be put in, you know, and you have to the state threatened to take Suzanne to court. Well, you know, that's to me that's cowardly because they know she doesn't have the money to keep her mother out. They knew it. You know? So there you have a situation, you know, only because Twitter has the money under their supervision can they sue this guy, Mr. Musk. You see? If they didn't have the money, they couldn't do it unless somebody donated it. All right? It's the same thing the way this system works. And we said it last night, and we'll mention it again. There's no money in any of the programs' budget to get rid of the nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. Yeah, that would be a good thing. But there's no money for that. See? The money is to play a game, get the person out. 10 other people can go in. It's a game. And it's a horrible game because it's playing around people's lives. So there's an analogy that I don't believe you ever heard before on a talk show, be it for the disabled or otherwise. That money that's available for us to get help should be under our supervision with protection. And by that I mean the person just can't take the money and say, you know, we're going to Hawaii. So there you have it. And the system works the same way all the way down the line. Same thing with the service dog schools. Same thing with the home health aides. We don't supervise that money. That's supposed to be there to help us. And that's a major problem in the lives of millions of people. Petition. I hear now that a lot of Democrats don't want Biden to run for a second term. But in my mind, any politician who wanted to get millions of votes, you know, changed the system so that we can have a say over that money that's supposed to be there to help us and get the agencies for the disabled and elderly and all that to start to mandate them to raise money so the government can be unburdened and people won't have to pay all the tremendous taxes. That's a direction for the next president of the United States to take. Go for those millions of votes. I venture to say that any president that would change this system in the inner sight ideas that we have would get millions and millions of votes. What, there's 30 million disabled in this country, maybe more? I bet they would get all those votes. So we need somebody to be brave enough and creative enough to do it. because to the tune of $196 billion for nursing homes, that's horrible. That's why people can't get help. And not only the disabled, all people. The woman I mentioned earlier who is behind on her rent, how many millions of people face that? And she was told that there's no money to help her. Get the money from that $196 billion. Get rid of those nursing homes and you'll have money to help her. Inner Sight open mic, 820 New York. And stand by. We're going to see if we can get an old friend on the line who is a member of Inner Sight for many years, and she's currently living down south. So let's see if we can get her on the line. But stand by. We're going to break the station, and we'll have to be off the air for a couple of minutes. Stand by, Inner Sight.
You have not dialed in.
All right, we can't reach our party, so we'll try again later. And in the meantime, this is Open Mic, Inner Sight, engineerless tonight, so we can't get the board open. We apologize for that. If you want to be called on the show, call in and leave your number. Stand by, Inner Sight. All right, we have our party, and we're going to get her on the line. Katharina from North Carolina. So bear with us. Stand by. Live on Inner Sight. Stand by.
Hello?
Live on Inner Sight. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Catherine, who is a good friend for many, many years and lives now down in North Carolina. You know, you're still our Inner Sight advocate down there, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina. Y'all mean Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah. Remember we said that a long time ago. We asked you if you wanted to be a Inner Sight advocate in Carolina in the South.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it still stands, you know.
Okay.
So let me ask you, you got a lot of disabled people down there?
Yeah, it's a bunch of them down here.
Bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you friends with any of them?
Oh, yeah, I can talk to one of them.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, talk us up. Tell them to listen to the show and give them the website. You know our website?
Oh, yeah.
Innersight.info. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can give them the website. You can tell them. You know what you could tell them? We got a petition. We're trying to get rid of these nursing homes, man.
And group homes, too.
All these people that are disabled and more can be put into nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We want the nursing homes turned into housing, accessible housing for people.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to...
This lady I know named Denise, she's fighting for to get her son out of the group home because it's treating them bad. They got bed bugs and all this.
Wow. Where is that? In Raleigh?
In Raleigh. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to need to talk to her.
Talk to her and tell her to call us.
I will.
We'd help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how old is the son?
I forgot how old he is. Yeah. But he's grown,
though. So, has she got a place for him to live?
No, I really don't know. But
yeah.
He in the group home and all this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd be happy to talk with her if she calls.
Okay.
You know, maybe we could do something. We could help.
Uh-huh.
You know? I'm sure that there's many, many people down there.
And we're making some bad. She's from New York, too. I forgot what port she's from, but she's from New York.
Who's from New York?
The lady.
Oh, she's from New York. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I forgot what port she said she's from.
Yeah, yeah. But there's many, many people all over the country that have the same problem, the same situation, you know, and I was talking about that before, that the money is there to help people, you know, but it's not under the supervision of the person who needs the help. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if some people can't, if they're too disabled and they can't understand or they can't deal with the, you know, somebody could help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the money should be there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the independent, the group homes, are affiliated with the nursing homes. That's what they do. They send people from group homes into nursing homes.
Yep.
You know. All these places are affiliated with the nursing homes, you know. So how's the weather down there?
Oh, it's been pretty warm. Hot. Trying to stay cool.
Hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
The raining down there?
I mean, sometimes it did rain. I don't think it rains. It'll be raining sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
How's the weather in New York?
Yeah, it's not raining right now.
But I'm talking about how has it been warm lately?
Where, New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been about the right temperature. I mean,
mm-hmm.
between 75 and 80, you know, and during the day. At
so
night,
mm-hmm.
it cools off over here at night. I'm by the water, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not too far from it.
So it ain't hit the 90 to 100 yet?
I think it went a couple of days. It went to a little over 90.
Oh, okay.
What's it down there, 100?
Yeah, it don't went 100 one day. It don't went 90 and all that. It'll be having some hot days, man.
Yeah. So is it cooler today?
I think it was, yeah. I mean, it was kind of hot. But I think,
yeah.
it ain't too bad.
Yeah. Well, we're sure glad to hear from you. You know,
I want to try to get up with Suzanne.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with her. She's got, you know what it is with her? I'm going to tell you something, and she knows it because I've told her many times. She's got too many doctors in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all pulling her all different ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get her to get away from these doctors because they're making her worse.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving all this medicine and you got the side effects and everything. And, you know, it makes people worse.
Mm-hmm.
Better to take natural stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, find out what you can take for your condition. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening with her a lot. And she was supposed to be on the show tonight, and she never showed up.
So, hey, Marie be on the show sometimes a lot?
What?
Marie, she gets so ill sometimes. Marie.
Marie?
Uh-huh.
You mean Maria?
Maria, yeah, Maria.
Oh, yeah, she does the show on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
On autism. I haven't had her on here for a while, but that's a good idea. You know, she's due to come on here.
Okay.
But she has
a show.
Huh?
Who do the shows on Saturday?
Maria does Saturdays or Sundays. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We used to have somebody on Saturday, but they stopped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have the time. I mean, we pay for it, you know. Anybody interested in doing a Saturday show, I'd be willing to talk to them and see what they want to do, you know.
Mhm. I mean, last time I was down there, we was at the park walking around, you know, walking, the one that walk at the park.
Oh, yeah, that was a while back. Yeah, we did that little the fundraiser walk. Yeah,
that was the first one, right? That was the first one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, InnerSight has changed a lot. You know, we're more direct now, you know.
Oh, okay, y'all go out big now, right?
What's that?
I say y'all do a little more, right?
Oh yeah, we're working with the independent living people here to try to get rid of these stupid nursing homes.
What about the group homes?
Yeah, well, those too.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, yeah, you gotta get better housing.
Oh yeah.
You know, the money has to be used in a better way. You go in a group home, they take all your money.
Yeah, they do.
You know, what good is that?
That's why some people that stay in a group home, that's why they go out and get jobs. So when they get jobs and all that, they can't touch the money that they work for, but they can touch their check what they get every month, but they can't touch the money what they work for.
Yeah. And if you make too much money, then they're going to take away your disability money.
Yeah, they will, though.
You know, we want that stopped, too.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy. We earn that disability money.
You know what I thought about one time before? You know what I said one time before, and I know they probably ain't going to do it. Okay, two people that get disability, they can't get married, because if they get married, they cut their check off, cut their check down for them.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Nobody never fight about that.
Yeah, right. Well, that's another thing that we're totally against. I heard about a woman who, her and her boyfriend are both disabled. They want to get married, and they're reluctant because she'll lose her Medicaid. You believe this?
That's what I'm saying. You'll lose your Medicaid, or they cut down on your money, and that's wrong too.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You need more help when you get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I never hear nobody talk about, you know, fight about that.
Yeah.
That's what people need to fight for. They can keep all their benefits when they get married.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, Catherine, good talking with you, man. And, you know, try to get that lady to call me.
Oh, I will. She'd be glad.
I'd be happy to help her and Talk up the website down there. Let's see if we can get something going, man. Maybe we can do a fundraiser, you know?
Oh, yeah, calm down. Yeah, you can calm down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would.
I know that place we go in, that park out there where a lot of people just say they'd be glad to join in.
Yeah. Try to talk up the nursing home. We got a petition up. If they go to change.org, under inner sight, the petition is up there. We got to get people to sign it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to go to these damn nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. And these group homes, too.
Yeah, well, you get rid of the nursing homes, you'll have a lot of money to help people in the group homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, listen, have a good night, man. I'm going to go on with the show, and I got another caller I got to make.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, good night.
In the sight. Thank you.
Okay, peace, y'all. Good night.
All right, in a sight. And Katharina in North Carolina, our advocate. And you heard her say that, the same problem, the same situation going on down there. It's all over the country. So the independent living centers are trying to do things, something about it, but their hands are tied. I think I mentioned this the other day, but, it's worth saying again. I tried to get a job at the independent living here in Suffolk County. And what I wanted to do, I told them, listen, why don't you make me the liaison to get rid of the nursing homes? They couldn't do it. They can't do it. They would lose their money. Joe Delgado, who's the head of the independent living, he would love to do that. I told him, I said, you don't have to give me a lot of money. I'm not looking for a lot of money. I'm looking to get rid of these damn nursing homes and take the curse away from over people's heads, because that's exactly what it is. All right, in a sight, we're going to get Louie on the line, one of our stars of the Inner Sight Frolics. Louis the Lip, 840 Inner Sight, and just stand by, and I'll try to get Lou. LL, Lou on the line, right? All right, let's see. Stand by. Hold on, world.
Sight Block Radio.
In a sight, stand by for Louie the Lip.
Oh, right. That's funny, guy. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad I gave you a call on that number, right?
Yeah.
And my name is Rosanna Dana, and I'm talking to Frank Perino. And I'm filling in for Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. Yeah, she's out of commission.
That's it. She's more out of... Yeah, she's out of commission, all right.
Yeah.
She is a commission.
Rock a mic, Susan, on the treetop. When the wind blows, Susan never falls asleep.
That's the trouble. She always falls asleep.
When the bout breaks, Susan can't get up.
She
drinks too much sangria, and Susan went to sleep.
That's it.
Yeah.
She drank too much sangria, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. It could be.
Yeah, I know. Anybody on that phone called your inner sight?
No, I can't read the board. They can't call in without her.
Yeah, I
know.
She
has to read the board. I can't read it.
I wish I have a board. I could put it on it.
Yeah, you don't know how to work a computer, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Uh-huh.
You got to know how to work a computer.
Yeah, I could put Connie and Chrissy on that computer.
Sure you could if you knew how to work it.
I saw Connie and Chrissy Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Those beautiful ladies has a talk show, a date night's show.
Yeah.
People about going on female date.
Hey, Louie, what's that joke? I'm rubber and you're glue.
Yeah.
Everything I say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
Yeah, that's right.
You ever hear that?
Yeah, I hear that as a comic.
Who wrote that? Some comic, some guy?
I don't know who it is.
All right, yeah. Well, listen, we're going to have a lot of fun Friday night, you know.
Oh, yeah, I spoke to you past Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what
yeah.
was that song we were going to have you sing? Oh, man, I can't remember. Was it Misty?
I think it's Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. You got it. All right. You're going to do I'm a Believer.
I could leave her if I try.
Yeah.
Song by the Monkees also.
The Monkees. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to watch that in the 60s.
Diamond wrote it. Did they have a television show?
The Monkees?
Yeah.
Yup.
Oh.
So,
what was it about? Was it funny?
Yeah, it's a musical comedy show, you know.
Oh.
It's a music. They play the music of the Monkees and tell jokes, and it's a comedy and a musical show.
They were British, weren't they?
No, they're from California.
Oh, they're not British. All right.
The late Davy Jones is British. He's from England. Houston, Texas, Mike Nesmith. Tulsa, California is Mickey Dolenz, and then Peter Tork is another one.
Yeah, Mickey Dolenz?
Yeah.
He was the lead singer, wasn't he?
No, anybody sharing vocals.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a big hit. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, right?
When I said, without in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I try.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
That was a big hit.
Yeah.
All right, so Louis's going to do that Friday night. Now, give us a good promo. We want the whole world to listen. Friday night.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna Danda. Or you could call me Jerry Lewis if you want to. My name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. Make sure you tune on a Friday from 8 to 9 called Frolics with Frank Perino's Block Talk Radio on that radio dial. And
yeah.
We'll call that a lot of fun. With a philosopher, honeymoon, Sanford and Son, Lowen Hardy, and so much more. And don't forget Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis with the swab in the hand.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question.
Wait a minute.
Does Jerry Lewis look like Rosanna Danna?
No, I don't think so. My name is Jerry Lewis. I sound like Frank Sinatra or Jerry Lewis or something.
All right. Louis Rivera, we'll have him on Friday night.
Hey, Suzanne, you better get on the line and I'll take over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my name is Suzanne Taraci Ferrero, I want you to tune in on a Friday with Rosanna down on the ringy dingy dingy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a good time and I'm gonna sing rock on my shoes and on the treetop. When the wind blows, the crane will never rock. Then the bout makes us angry and never fall.
all right. I hope we don't have to sing that Friday night.
What's that?
Rockabye Susan.
I can do it and make a laugh.
Yeah, I know you could.
Okay.
All right, Louis Rivera, Louis the Lip, everybody.
That's right. And I want to dedicate to Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah, I'm going to get them on the show yet. You wait and see.
Okay, they're pretty nice ladies.
We'll get them to call in.
Yeah, I want to talk to Louis Rivera.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Frank Carino.
Right. Thank you, Lou.
Okay, I'll call you on Friday. Make sure that Suzanne may call her if she's there.
She better or she's fired.
No, don't fire her. No, don't. You can't fire her.
Can't? Why not?
Yeah, she's part of Inner Sight. That's what it is.
Oh, I'll pull Donald Trump on her. You're fired.
Yeah. Okay, Frank, you take care. Call you Friday.
Thanks, Lou.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Inner Sight and funny guy, isn't he? Isn't he crazy funny? I don't know what it is about him, but, you know, Louis has a natural talent, you know. I mean, he would need, if he would ever have made a career of it, of course, he would need writers, you know, because he likes to ramble. But if he had writers, can you imagine how funny he would be? I mean, I like him without writers, but, you know, you're going to get technical and all that and do comedy clubs and all that. They want smooth-sounding stuff usually, you know, or stuff that makes half sense or whatever. But anyway, Louis is a great, great natural musician and entertainer. And we love them. Open mic. And it's indeed a one-man open mic without our engineer / co-host. Hopefully she'll be here tomorrow for her show. We'll have to wait and see. But Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. Please pay attention to the Able News online, ablenews.com, where you can get a free subscription, a calendar of events, columns by various experts. They have a calendar that you can post your event on, personals, column where you can try to make a new friend and all that. Able News, my good friend Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief, and we thank her. And Angie, if you're listening, have a great vacation. All right, Inner Sight and Able News. Check for our ad in the Able. It's online, and it will be online next month. And they come back in with the paper in September. So hopefully yours truly may be writing an article for Able News on these nursing homes. Inner Sight, the best to have, because it's not just for the disabled. It's for everyone. It's to free up monies that are being used to keep people captive and abuse in these horrible nursing homes. The money that would be freed up if we got rid of these nursing homes would be astronomical, a tremendous amount of money. And a lot of that money could be used to help perhaps the average person, you know, the single mom person, single dad, the children. Our hearts go out. Someone told me a horrible story before I went on the air of a sweet little girl who was killed in Chicago. I think it was today or yesterday. I didn't hear it in the news, but I was told about it. And our hearts go out to the mom and the family. Anything we can do, if you contact us, innersight@pmpmail.com, without attachments, we'd be happy to help in any way we can. All right, Inner Sight, around the world. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. Don't miss it. Support our efforts to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Everybody can benefit from that. And remove the stigma and the horror that hangs over the heads of millions of us, because we're destined to go into a nursing home if certain criteria changes. I mean, what kind of a thing is that? You know, that sounds like a dictatorship to me. You know, if you step over that line, if you go into this town, or you disobey us in some way, you're now eligible for the nursing home. And it happens. Happens to people every day. I told you the story earlier about Rosie. I witnessed it, and it was horrible. You know, it was all about the money that drove her into the nursing home. So don't miss our show tomorrow night. Sign the petition, change.org. We need millions of names, obviously. Thursday night show is going to be interesting. It's doctors should not be inhibited from healing. And we'll explain all that and what our concept is, the Inner Sight concept. All right? And I'm sure that a lot of people feel the same way. Friday's the funnies on Inner Sight. You heard Louis giving you a little preview. So Friday night, 8 to 9, we goof off and have a lot of fun over here. Monday night, we do the show called Mad or Glad. And hopefully we'll have the phones open. And this is the open mic tonight, Tuesday. Apologize for not having the phones available. We got to try to work on a new system. Well, there is some improvement where we can call out and call people and get them on the air. So that helps. Want to thank all our friends for keeping the show on the air, sticking with the Inner Sight and helping us to get the word out as much as possible that this system needs to be renovated drastically. You know, on the 21st, we'll have a guy on who wrote a book about Social Security, and we'll talk about that and how our views differ from many, many of the agencies. But then again, that's what inner sight is. We want everybody to have inner sight. If everybody in this country had inner sight, we'd all be equal. There's a statement. Because everything, first of all, everything would be accessible, and there would be money to make it accessible, and there wouldn't be things called nursing homes. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 on the phone. InnerSight.info on the website. InnerSight at PMPmail on the email. Thank you so much for listening. Be safe out there. And take care of your health. Think holistic. Think organic. It'd be better for you. Thank you. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.